Passage 2. Christmas is one of those holidays which means very different things to different people. It can be a spiritual time, a family time, a time for giving, a time for holding parties, or a time for just overeating. Most people find something to enjoy on Christmas, whether they're Christians or not. But hasn't Christmas in the consumer age become just a bit too big and a lot too commercial? I think so. The secret of a good Christmas is to be selective. Here is my personal list of the things Christmas would be indefinitely better without. Let's get rid of plastic Christmas trees. Fussy people don't like trees that drop leaves on the carpet. Surely, in the age of vacuum cleaners, this is not a problem anymore. Worst of all are those plastic trees that come with their own decorations already attached, so depriving children of the great pleasure of hanging the decorations themselves. Replace with real fir trees from sustainable forests. Fairy lights that don't work. We have sent people to the moon. Computers have changed our lives. On the internet, huge amounts of information travels all over the world at the speed of light. So it shouldn't be too difficult to put a few colored light bulbs in a row so they last until New Year without breaking down. Replace with candles. TV. It's a fact that we spend more time in front of the TV on Christmas than on any other time of the year. The TV schedules are filled with old films, comedy Christmas specials, soap operas with Christmas-related plots, and of course, hundreds of advertisements. Switch it off and visit your relatives instead. Replace with log fires, board games.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13.
What does the speaker think about Christmas?
Question 14.
Why doesn't the speaker favor the plastic trees?
Question 15.
How can we replace TV according to the speaker?